And oats, we did raise some oats, but cotton and corn principally.
Cotton and corn was a big money crop.
Well, no, cotton was money crop, cotton, but corn was not. On buckshot land, it's mighty hard to raise corn this year. It's fertilizer. Tell it. I put this over my wrist. You see, like this. So I won't drop it. And then I get in that swing, and I pull myself. And I get to going, get a good sleep while it drops down.
Right. Well, it sure is nice out here. How much of this land do you own?
Well, the family owns about 1,200 acres.
Whew. 1,200 acres. Is it all in cultivation?
Well, except ditches and roads and house seats and things like that.
Pretty good spread. Has that always been in your family?
No, sir, not all of it. Some of it has. This particular place where this house is built was bought 15 acres here on this ridge I told you about, Egypt Ridge. This is right on the top of Egypt Ridge. My father bought it to build this house on.
Yes.
We lived a mile back in the buckshot country back there. And he wanted to get out on the sandy land. You see, in those days, roads and travel was mighty impossible after the winter set in on buckshot land.
What kind of land is that, buckshot land?
Well, it's a black gumbo, black gumbo land, just a clay, a very heaviest kind of black clay.
Is that good soil?
Well, it makes certain crops well. It makes good alfalfa, it makes good rice. And if you keep the water off of it, that is, keep it well drained, you can make good cotton on it. Of course, you've got to fertilize it heavily. And make corn, if you fertilize it. You get plenty of water, you got to have a lot of rain, make corn on buckshot. Now, this sandy land is a loam over loam. It doesn't require, water don't stand on it. It's better drained. This buckshot land is not well drained, generally. Of course, a big high buckshot ridge is well drained, but you have so many depressions in buckshot.
Yes, sir.
Now, back when this house was built, when my father was trying to get away from that, and so that buckshot is so sticky, sticks to you. Sand don't stick to you, you know, when you walk.
Yes.
And he was it's just a better place for a house site is on the sandy ridge. Man, the road was just made ruts. He didn't have any bad travel on the sandy. He could travel the sandy road year round.
Yes.
Even after a heavy rain, why? Water would be absorbed and going in the soil, you see.
Right.
You go on. Buckshot, if it rained, you better not try to go right after rain.
You get bogged down.
You slide cold, around right? And bogged down too. Mm. Slick.
Right. I want you to tell me about your acquaintance with Faulkner again.
Well, my acquaintance with him really was very limited. I was a freshman at the University of Mississippi, and he was a high school boy at Oxford. And I'm told that Faulkner never graduated anywhere. He never had a degree from any school, from formal diploma.
Yes.
Not even from a high school. And certainly not from a college. But he evidently came from a literary line. His father, grandfather, wrote a very famous book itself back in earlier days. The title of it was The White Rose of Memphis. I don't know if you've ever heard of it or not. Yeah, well, I think he was Faulkner's grandfather.